November 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, imagine, if you will, that you are building a tower of wooden blocks. As you near the pinnacle, someone takes some of the blocks out of the middle of the tower. The whole effort is weakened and in jeopardy. It is much the same with a prayer petition. Many may promise prayers, but in the long run, do not fulfill their obligation. Their whole prayer effort is subsequently weakened. When you begin an effort to pray for a certain petition, you must not renege on your promise, but remain united in this effort to the end. Only then will you have done your part to bring a positive closure to the petition. Never say you will pray for someone or something and then fail to do so. Take seriously any promise of prayer. I will honor your weakest effort in some way." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.